Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To the hour, another inviting, very exciting way for you to start the day or work through the day, because this program is heard early in the morning on some stations, what we call morning drive on others, mid-mornings, afternoons, you name it. We're here, all Doug and all Victoria, all the time. Jennifer's not here, so I can't give her credit. She's on vacation this week. The DJV show features Doug, Jen, and Victoria normally. Victoria, Keelan, Doug, Stefan carrying the water, as it were, and I know that when it comes right down to being fun to be around, both these ladies, as you know, by listening to the program, are lots of fun to be around. And there's a part of you that would like to listen, so I give you that opportunity. There is the average time spent listening about 45, 50 minutes of this program, but it goes on and on for hours, so you can hear the whole thing if you'd like at the DJV show web. Site, it's easy, djvshow.com, okay? Try that out. We're taking the veil off a lot of things that are special, a lot of things that are essential, and I like doing that. I've always done that. That expose people and things for what they really are. And so we go to Alaska now. Dateline Alaska. If this was the old days, it would be, you know, the old news sounders. Dateline Alaska. What's the new report coming from Alaska?
Well, there's some controversy about a report about the polar bears in Alaska. This is at the center of this controversy is a guy named James Riley. He is the U.S. Geological Survey director. This is part of the Interior Department, in case you're wondering how that fits in. So he's a Trump appointee to the Interior Department. So the controversy is that last year, the Trump administration opened up federal land in Alaska. They opened it up to oil and natural gas drilling. The problem, though, is as required by law, they have to do a survey of how this would affect the animals, you know, near, in this case, it's the polar bears. 34% of female polar bear dens where they, you know, hibernate and give birth, 34% of all of the polar bear dens are on this land or right next to it. It's adjacent to where they're going to start drilling. So what they had to do by law, they had to produce this survey. These are the scientists who work for the Interior Department. So these are not separate group or anything. These are the scientists.
It's not one of the advocacy groups per se.
Right. These are scientists that are employed by the U.S. Geological Survey and the Interior Department. So here's where the weird part comes. So they finished their study, and essentially it shows that, yes, this would detrimentally affect the polar bears. Now, the polar bear population, as we know, we've talked about for years now, is seriously struggling to survive. They have their ice is melting. Their habitat has shrunk exponentially. This is climate change, and this is a bad thing for the polar bears. Now, if you add in drilling and for oil and natural gas, then they either get displaced or killed. And so the controversy comes that this report, this study, has been available, has been ready for at least 3 months, and this guy, James Riley, will not release it to the public. So now people are catching on. Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask him. I think it's pretty obvious.
You have a speculative answer to that question, do you not?
I think the speculation is the study shows that this is going to really negatively impact the polar bears, and if they release the study saying that this is going to be bad news for the polar bears, on the other side, the federal officials are actually close to signing a $3 billion drilling project on this land. So politics.
Is it money or polar bears? Take your pick.
Take your pick.
Some people would say, what the hell? Who cares about some polar bears? Oh. They're just ugly and big, and they kill people, and they, you know, they're
I don't know if a polar bear killing people. No one gets near them.
Well, yeah, if you get near them, it's not healthy.
Well,
but it's,
I mean, I wouldn't want to, like, go and pet one, but, no, you know, I don't want them to die.
No, you would not want to have somebody pet. That would be a Darwin sort of thing, like the guy who fell out of the window. Who was it? No, fell out of the window. We were just talking about...
Oh, this, yeah, that was the latest guy who died, who fell off a, fell 100
cliff.
Feet off a cliff in Oregon, yeah. trying to take a selfie.
There you go.
Yeah. So, but, you know, look, the sad thing is, you know, this land had been under the Obama administration. This land was not allowed to be drilled, and then Trump opened it up because, you know, different priorities, different lobbyists,
different,
you know, I mean, that's...
Different groups, different interests,
you know, so exactly. Unfortunately, they know that this is really bad, and that's why he's sitting on this report. But now it's leaking out because the other scientists, I don't know specifically who, but now it's, I think the scientists are saying, like, look, enough's enough. This needs to be made public. This guy is refusing to let the published report go public. Essentially what he said in a memo that was released, he said essentially, well, why do I have to make the whole report public? Why can't I just give bullet points on my own? Well, hello. That's actually not the point.
All right. Other controversies.
Disturbing.
Let's do some controversies. Hundreds of Carolinians, people who are voting, mailing in their ballots without witness information, without signatures. You made an allusional reference to this before, not illusional.
North Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, right. Illusion? Illusion is a false, bearing false witness, sort of, right? A picture that isn't there.
Well, that's an illusion.
Alluded, that's right, too, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, the error keeping votes from being processed is that the signature doesn't appear, and if you don't have a signature, they throw out their
ballot. It's a witness signature, so it's not your signature. You also have to have someone else sign it. And I understand the point of it, that it's supposed to protect voter rights and stuff like that, but we're in a pandemic. There are a lot of people who are living
alone.
Who's
going to prove that you didn't forge somebody else's signature? And so what's the point?
Well, right. I know.
You know
but the problem, though, is a lot of people don't realize it, and 1.1% of the mail-in ballots, and this is just so far that have been received by the election board in North Carolina, 1.1% of those mail-in ballots are not going to be counted because they don't have a witness signature. And unfortunately, like in so many other cases, this disproportionately affects Democrats and black voters.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
It's not surprising... This is not.
And this is happening in Pennsylvania too.
Well,
the same thing in Wisconsin.
Story this morning in the New York Times, and you take it for what it's worth because I find the New York Times to be, even though an interesting source, like one of the, I have 14 or 15 different things I look at every day, so I take much of what they say or write as with a grain of salt. One of their opinion pieces today focuses on Trump and his trying to prevent a normal election. And I'm wondering whether this sort of thing, focus on the post office, whatever it is, you know, is he capable of screwing around with stuff like that? I think he's capable of anything. I think you just see the guy who gets an idea in his head, and he's going to go through it, and there's not much stopping him. I think we've seen that
across
the
board. One of the few moments of clarity from the debate is Joe Biden committed to a peaceful, you know, to accept the election results, whether he wins or loses? And Trump did not. So, you know, Trump said it's going to go to the Supreme Court, which is exactly why he wants to push Amy Coney Barrett through as quickly as possible, because he knows this most likely will be decided by the Supreme Court.
Yeah. The election will be spread. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
then there
pretty
is
obvious.
The House,
you know,
and the Senate play a role in that, as they have in the past on a couple of occasions, when things are, you know, messed up like this. But there are, you know, the situation in the polls, I see Biden is right around, as of today, right around 48-49%.
It's very
And Trump
close.
Is about 40-41%. That is in today's Real Clear Politics poll. Are they objective? I don't know that. I know they're...
I think there are so many polls, and I was a friend of mine who's a tech writer, and I pick his brain a lot on different tech things. We were talking yesterday about the election, the polling, and how it's different. And I asked him, because I read an article, that one of the reasons they believe that the polling numbers could really be anything is because they conduct polls over the phone. And only, and no offense, but only boomers and older people have landlines. And that's, and
here,
so essentially.
I got a landline.
Right. And so essentially.
You're most any day here. Yeah.
Yeah. And so essentially, those are the only people who are legitimately being surveyed for their opinion on who they're going to vote for. But if you, and that discounts like three generations of people, you know, I mean, you've got everyone who's from 18
you know,
up to 60.
Yeah, what a very interesting thing. The surveys that, and these, all these surveys can be kind of quirky, no question about
right.
it. I don't put a lot of.
But the point of the article was there's a huge margin for error, meaning we don't really know. The polls in 2016, now they're looking back on it, and they think the same thing may have happened because in 2016, a lot of people had ditched their landline. And when you have a cell phone number, if you're walking around with your cell and a number comes in that you don't recognize, you don't answer it. It's not like a landline where, you know, everyone just answers the phone and then older people, you know, will sit and talk for 20 minutes with a poller.
Right.
So it just, the numbers could have actually been just wrong.
I do that with FaceTime sometimes. I do that with FaceTime. It's, you know, sit and talk to the kids. It's fun.
Right, but you don't have a, but on the landline, you know,
no,
people
you can't do
answer that at home.
Well, I do do the, I do a lot of stuff on landlines. I do.
I haven't had a landline in
clarity. Well, the problem is the Verizon, the service here is so bad at my house. So look at this, the time flying. It's crazy. It's already 18 after the hour.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive the discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Bro. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour, it's now once again in the DJD program. In our experience here, every hour we have set aside a few minutes for important music news, and this is that opportunity, starting with Queen and Adam Lambert here. A new song called I Was Born to Love You. Is this a remake? This is a song that's been around.
It's an old song from that was Freddie Mercury's from his solo album in 1985.
Yeah.
But then Queen redid it together when they got back together. Well, they never really broke up, but when they were reformed as Queen, Brian May just loved the song so much that they decided to redo it with Freddie. And so, but it.
All right, crank.
Go ahead.
Let's crank it up. I want to hear what you say. Like it better? Is that strange? Than the original? Listening to the snippet that we're listening to anyway.
This is live, too. Yeah. Adam Lambert's voice is just insane.
Yeah. So this is from an upcoming concert album, Live Around the World. Comes out tomorrow, as a matter of fact. But they have dropped the video of I Was Born to Love You from an August 2014 gig at the Summer Sonic Festival in Japan. Song originally appeared on Freddie Mercury's solo album, Mr. Bad Guy, but Queen made it their own 10 years later on Made in Heaven. So originally this song was back to the mid-80s. Brian May, who's the guitarist, says, I had an obsession with the song and had the idea to make a new version simulating how it would have sounded if we'd been able to play it live with Freddie on stage. So, Queen version put together, kind of a virtual live track, using Freddie's spectacular vocal as the central thread. And then, little did we know, boys and girls, years later we'd have the opportunity with Adam to finally bring this arrangement to life on stage. And so that's what Brian says has happened here. Live Around the World draws from concerts Queen and Adam Lambert have played all across the globe over the past 6 years. Mixes big hits like Another One Bites the Dust and Somebody to Love, with some of the tunes that aren't so well known, like Love Kills. I think that's a well known song, don't you? Love Kills?
I don't know.
Tear It Up. It ends with their set ends the 2020 Fire Fight Australia benefit gig where they recreated their 1985 hits medley from Live Aid. Queen and Adam Lambert originally going on tour in Europe this past summer. Obviously, that changed to next summer. So the update from Queen and Adam Lambert seems that they fit well together, don't they?
Look, the tickets are expensive. I don't think I've ever spent as much on two concert tickets as I did to see Queen with Adam at Madison Square Garden. But, oh, my God, is it worth it.
Yeah.
If you can see them, go see them.
26 after the hour on the DJV program, Paul McCartney now with a reflection. Speaking of his relief of managing to reconcile with John before the Beatles bandmate was shot in 1980. Speaking to Lennon's son Sean for a new BBC documentary to mark what would have been Lennon's 80th birthday, McCartney recalled how the pair fell out when the Beatles split in 1970. Despite their falling out, if you will, they're believed to have reconciled before John was shot in December of 1980. McCartney told Sean in the podcast in this BBC radio interview, "I always say to people, one of the great things for me was that after all the Beatles' rubbish and all the arguing and the business differences, that even after all of that, I'm so happy that I got back together with your dad. It really, really would have been a heartache to me if we hadn't been reunited. It was so lovely that we did, and it really gives me sort of strength to know that." McCartney also opened up on how he still thinks of Lennon while he's writing, even though Lennon's been gone 40 years. 28 after the hour here. 29, actually, past the hour.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The president wants to be clear.
I condemn the KKK. I condemn all white supremacists. I condemn the Proud Boys. I don't know much about the Proud Boys, almost nothing, but I condemn that.
President Trump on the horn with Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel. The condemnation of white supremacist groups comes 2 days after the presidential debate in Cleveland. Trump was asked by moderator Chris Wallace to condemn white supremacist groups. He declined to do so, though the president's words to the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by prompted celebration among the classified hate group. President Trump also called out Democratic rival Joe Biden.
He should condemn also Antifa. Antifa is a horrible group of people. They kill people. What they do to people, and they're causing insurrection, they're causing riots. He doesn't want to do that.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Vice President Mike Pence campaigned in the heartland of America. The details and the latest from the campaign trail from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail in Carter Lake, Iowa. The vice president advocating for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
President Donald Trump did his duty under the Constitution of the United States. And last Saturday, he nominated a principled conservative woman of extraordinary character and extraordinary intellect.
A relatively light campaigning day for President Trump. He spent his Thursday afternoon in New Jersey hosting a roundtable with supporters, and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden campaigned virtually on Thursday.
President Trump signaled his campaign would reject any changes to the presidential debate format. The Commission on Presidential Debates said changes could be announced this weekend. The goal is to make the debates more orderly after Tuesday's face-off that saw President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden go after each other and overstep each other as well as the rules. The president tweeted, "Why would I allow the debate commission to change the rules for the second and third debates when I easily won last time?" The commission is an independent body. The next debate is in a couple of weeks, taking place in Miami, Florida. Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 futures are down at this hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After the hour, we were away. Now we're back. I always find it distressing in the Radio 101 world. Maybe this is too much inside, Victoria, but when a host says, "We'll be back after this," and I sometimes when I'm giving a little plug for what's going to happen on the other side of a couple of commercials, I won't. Do I say we'll be right back? I hope I don't say that. I might say we'll talk about this after this or talk about that after this. But what it is a clear signal for the audience to hit the button and go somewhere else, which is, and then, you know, you'll news the bottom of the hour or the top of the hour, that sort of thing. I find that really devoted conversationalists like to listen to the conversation. They want the conversation to continue about whatever, in this case, is trending, or what may be in the news, the important stories of the day, that sort of thing. And so, it's the facts are important, and sometimes getting you to think through what your idea is. That's really the primer here, is to present ideas. Victoria's got some, I've got some, Jennifer's got some. And then that will hopefully encourage you to think things through on your own, or to think, geez, I didn't know that. Maybe that's another way of looking at something. You know, that's for example, the school systems this year, some, at least around here, have been asked what they're going to do for snow days. You know, the snowstorms blow in. This is supposed to be an El... Is this an El Nino winter or a La Nina? I don't even know.
No idea.
It's supposed to be a bad weather, though, from the sort of Mason-Dixon line north. Supposed to be a tough, rough week.
I said that last year, and we didn't even have flurries.
I know.
We had flurries like one day. So
who believes the weatherman, right? Mm-hmm. Under the circumstances. Well, let's just say, hypothetically, if we have a lot of snow this year, most school systems are not going to allow snow days because of the experience that they've had now. Everybody's tuned up or tuned into the fact we can have school from home. So it's like curses for the kids. No snow days. If there isn't transportation available to get you to school, then you can stay home. And still, the teachers are going to be mandated, at least in my neck of the woods, to run classes online, as they're doing right now. Everybody's got their device. They can go to Zoom, and they're going to have classes. So no more snow days. Now, isn't that an interesting impact? Who would have thought that out of this, that would happen? But now, yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it? The end of snow day, why lose a day?
I guess unless it's really, really bad and the teachers can't make it to the classroom.
Why do they have to make it to the classroom? They get their
well,
things
because
at
a
home.
Lot of teachers right. have their cameras and everything are set up in the classroom.
Yeah, well,
that would be the only reason, but yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought so. Number of snow days. Well, as you said, last year wasn't much of a snow day, a snow year, so there wasn't a lot of time. But there had been time. I can remember when I was teaching school, we had a horrible, and I think it was 1970, had a horrible storm. It lasted for a week, and you couldn't go anywhere. And, boy, was that for somebody like me who can't stand being in the house more than the 8 hours to have a good night's rest. It really was, man, it was tough to be stuck in the house. And so that's, you know, what will happen now is that you will go. And so it also begs the question, Victoria, because we've been having so much discussion and focus on voting and whether or not sooner or later we'll all vote from home, which I think is a horrible idea because it's just rife with the, you think things are bad and confusing this year, this time around. Imagine what would happen if everybody voted online. You didn't have to go to the polls. There weren't polls available. They just took the corrupt. I mean, we all now are so focused on whether we're going to get our vote counted or not. And then we got the hackers from China and Russia and Iran. Oh, wow. But that's the way it's going. So there was a couple, everybody, different categories of people and how they're going to vote, whether, you know, most of Hollywood is supposed to be liberal and they're all voting for Biden, who really, when you get right down to it, is not a liberal Democrat. He's a moderate. I think What's-Her-Face is kind of liberal. But that's what I hear them say.
She's not that far to the left either.
She's not?
Mm-mm. No.
There you go.
This is a very moderate ticket.
Yeah.
If you really look at the issues, this is a very moderate ticket.
She's moderately all about herself. She's not too concerned about the issues anyway. So are celebrities cozying up to these folks? Have there been a lot of fundraisers? I remember in the past, about this time, just a month or so before voting, there'd be a lot of money that would exchange hands. Celebrities have big parties, and they bring in all the heavy hitters to meet the candidates. Is that going on now?
Well, not as much because, you know, the pandemic has prevented large crowds from gathering. Yeah. So there have been a lot of online things. To be honest, though, I don't feel, and I'm on social media all day on different platforms, I don't feel the presence of celebrities as much as I did in 2016 for Hillary.
Yeah.
So, you know, The Rock, kind of, as we talked about earlier this week, in a surprising move for him because he has definitely, he's known to lean way more right than left in Hollywood. He's one of the few. And he came out and endorsed Joe Biden this week. So, and he's never endorsed any political candidate. So that was kind of interesting. But one of the stories that really struck me as kind of bizarre, but, you know, hey, this is the world we live in. Kylie Jenner on Monday. Kylie Jenner, of course, is the youngest member of the Kar Jenner family, and she is the sort of the beauty mogul.
Kar Jenner.
Well, you know, that's the whole
thing. Sounds like a new electric
plan.
Car.
Yeah, hey, the Kar Jenners.
Now the beautiful, I'm introducing the beautiful new Kar Jenner.
You know what? That family puts their name on everything, so who knows? Maybe there will be an electric Kar Jenner. You never know. But anyway, so on Monday, she has 200 million Instagram followers. Just like let that sink in. Yeah. 200 million Instagram followers.
I think so, I saw, what's his face, or what's her face, Jenner, what's her name now, Caitlyn? Caitlyn Jenner was being interviewed by somebody, I think it was Billy Bush, and he was talking about the influence. They did something as a family, and they hit 500 million social media.
Oh, yeah. Their reach
users.
Is insane. Yeah. The show is coming to an end, but the reach is, I don't
see. You know who you can think for that?
Well, Kris Jenner came up with it and then went, it was her. Doug, believe me, I've watched the show for 20 seasons.
I know. But
Kris Jenner went to Ryan Seacrest and said, this is my idea, and she had a home video that she had made of the family, and Ryan, and she's the one who went to him. That's why she's the executive producer with him.
Right.
But
okay.
He's, and then he went to the E! Network and said, hey, this family's kind of crazy. Let's put them on TV. So that's how it all happened. But it's all the momager. All of it is Kris Jenner.
Momager.
She is the brain. She's the brains behind that business. And all of her children are billionaires now. So, you know, good for her. Anyway, so this story is on Monday, Kylie Jenner posted a picture of herself, a couple pictures in a bikini. And so, essentially, people, you know, scroll through and they see pictures of Kylie all the time. So she put these pictures of her posing in a bikini. And then she said, now that I've got your attention, go to vote.org and make sure you're registered to vote. Well, vote.org, because of this one post, reported a 1,500% increase in traffic. That means 48,000 users directly went from Kylie's picture to vote.org. And it almost, it because it was such a big boom of users at one time, that it actually took down the site in certain in certain parts of the country. So so now vote.org said that they've had, and that is nonpartisan. You can just go on that site, make sure you are registered to vote. If you're not, you can register whatever state you're in. It's a very, it's sort of a, I think it's one of the best sites that you can go to make sure that, you know, everything, your records are all correct. And so it's interesting that 138 million Americans, just to give you some, you know, some background here, the registration, the verification tool from Instagram on Sunday came out with 174,000 users going through Kylie's thing to her Instagram page onto the vote.org site to register to vote. In 138 million Americans out of 328 million, only 138 million voted in 2016.
All right, it's 45 past the hour and a moment of vote. I feel like I got to say something about this info on Dancing with the Stars. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his questions for Dr. Ken coming up. Also, our podcast, the Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Ken, the most recent one, focuses on whether or not, well, it's not the whole thing, but there's info on how soon you should have sex. If you've had a heart attack, how soon after that should you have sex? Dr. Ken, a cardiologist, answers that question tons of other questions, including a focus on vaccines for the virus. All that included this week. Every week there's something new and refreshing when it comes to your health and well-being. Between Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken, you can hear it, the podcast you can find at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
A SIM swap scam, or SIM splitting, SIM jacking, or SIM hijacking, is an increasingly common type of smartphone fraud where scammers are using two-factor authentication, a text message sent to your phone, in order to defraud you. We asked cybersecurity expert Tony Anscombe about SIM swapping.
In your phone, you have a SIM card, but unfortunately, cyber criminals have clicked on that they can go into a phone shop or contact your carrier and ask for a new SIM card, and there's very little verification that the phone companies do. They put that in a new device and suddenly your phone becomes deactivated.
So what can you do about it?
Don't think of your phone as a phone anymore. Think about all the identity verification you do through your phone. Your SMS messages from your bank. Yeah, you can reset all your online passwords through your phone. It's actually an identity verifier.
More info is at eset.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We don't stay away from controversy here on this program, and there's a huge controversy brought about by the change in hosts on Dancing with the Stars, Victoria. Mm-hmm. So Bergeron, who I'm a fan of, is Gonzo. I don't know that anybody's missing Aaron What's-Her-Face. But,
Aaron Andrews never did anything for me. Whether it's football or dancing.
Tyra Banks isn't doing anything for anybody.
Nope.
They may have made a huge mistake in bringing her on because she turns off. And I can just tell by looking at there's a certain, I don't know, bon vivant, is that the right word? There's a certain cachet that goes with Bergeron.
He's
able to bring people together. He's got a nice wit, nice way
about
him.
He's very funny. Yeah. He's funny without trying to be
exactly.
funny.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. I loved Tom Bergeron. I'm just a huge fan of his. I had hoped when they announced that Tyra was going to be the new executive producer and host, I was hoping that maybe she and Tom together would do it because I don't love Tyra as a host. Tyra's all about Tyra. And I've been watching every episode of Dancing with the Stars this season. I went away from it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the outfits, it's sort of always like that. But Tyra is just, I think she's struggling, and she knows it. She's responding
she's
to
not
the
a
criticism.
Host. She doesn't know how to do that kind of stuff. She has no background. Bergeron's been doing things like this for 40
years. It's live
years.
TV, and she's not good at live TV.
Very bad choice on their part. I hope they change it, frankly, to save the show.
Or just bring Tom back.
Yeah. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken here at 53 past the hour. There are those of us who believe turmeric or curcumin, it's pretty much the same thing, I think, at least that's what I've been told, is good for you in many different ways. Would you like to list, Ken, some of the ways or all of the ways or as many ways you can think of that turmeric and curcumin, why did they call it two different things? Why don't they just call it one thing or the other?
Well, they just want to confuse you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, they've done that. All right. So what are the very many good things that come from using either turmeric or curcumin?
Well, there have been a number of health benefits listed for turmeric. The news is that it can ease pain of arthritis. That's out of the Annals of Internal Medicine this month. It's been recommended for depression, type 2 diabetes. We were just talking about metformin for viral infections. There's been some suggestion that it might be beneficial. Other areas have been for premenstrual syndrome. Women, you know who you are, who have these symptoms, you might try it. There's some suggestion that it may help for high cholesterol. Other areas, even Alzheimer's disease, it might help lower the risk. Arthritis, as we mentioned, cancer, irritable bowel, a lot of benefits for turmeric, headaches, and now you're pushing my memory.
That's okay.
Let me think of anything else I can think of. Actually, acne, yes. Skin.
Really?
I think you've emptied my memory of ways that turmeric helps.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. There is one wonders about attitude. We were talking about heart attacks and what influences your body, your mind, back to the spirit-mind-body connection that we frequently address here, and what happens when you feel good, you look at someone you love or you like or you have an experience when you're smiling, is it true that smiling is really that good for you, or is it just all in your head?
My own personal opinion is it's definitely good for you, and there's actually a study this month from experimental psychology that comes to the conclusion that smiling boosts your overall outlook. And I just think that it creates in the body the good hormones, the healing hormones. It promotes the immune system. It gets rid of some of these hormones that tend to make things irritable. The electrical system of the heart, the inflammatory system, makes it inappropriate and excessive. And it just creates a nice, healthy relationship of the good and bad hormones in the body.
Mm-hmm. All right, keep smiling. Is it true that your heart could have drastic damage if you have COVID? I think we were talking about that, and it depends on the severity, doesn't it, of the COVID experience you have?
Well, this is something that is needing longer-term study, and this is the question of the late effects of COVID-19, and there's a suggestion that there may be some inflammation in a fraction of people who have had COVID, and this is an area that we need to continue to watch, and this is why you want to continue to wear your mask, and this is why when the vaccine is proven safe and effective, you want to get it. And this is a story that I think we're going to have to keep watching and learning about. What are the late effects of getting a COVID-19 infection?
All right. This is a personal question about the experience that I had. I think this is a good conversation for everybody. The blood pressure readings that I've had over my life have been pretty low, pretty good, pretty moderate. And so when I went on the blood thinner, I felt lightheaded. I stopped. You told me that wasn't a good idea because it wouldn't compute that the blood pressure medicine would make you lightheaded. So,
wait a second. You're not on a blood pressure medicine.
Blood thinner. Yes, correct. Yeah.
Right.
It can be.
And the only way a blood thinner might make you lightheaded is if you were hemorrhaging, and you definitely weren't, and your volume in your body was declining. And first of all, we don't know whether your blood pressure was lower because you didn't measure that. You assume that.
When I had the lightheadedness, you mean? Well,
right. Low blood pressure is only one of numerous causes of lightheadedness, and that's why you need to get checked and get the blood pressure measured and get examined to try to do detective work for why you're having lightheadedness. And there's a long list of causes for lightheadedness.
All right. There's the word from Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Questions for Dr. Ken at 59 past the hour.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.